Now, you may have heard of the Nobel Prize, but the Fields Medal might be less familiar to you, but it's the equivalent of a Nobel Prize for mathematics. This week, the efforts of four mathematicians were recognised with Fields Medals, and here to explain is Cambridge's favourite mathematician, University Challenge mastermind and friend of the show, Bobby Seagull. So before we talk about the winners themselves, what is the background to the Fields Medal?
So the Fields Medal is awarded for outstanding mathematical achievement for existing work. However, unlike the Nobel Prizes, it's only awarded every 4 years at the International Congress of Mathematicians for between 2 to 4 mathematicians that represent, I guess, a diversity of mathematical fields. However, there is a catch, there is a condition. A medalist cannot be aged 40 at the start of the awarding year. So you've got to be 39 or under at the start of 1st of Jan. And this is because the medal also recognises the promise of future achievement. And whilst the prize fund isn't relevant, there is a $15,000 Canadian award, so about 9,000 British pounds. So as you know, I'm a quiz fan. So for those of you who are film buffs, I have a maths-related University Challenge style start of a 10 quiz question. Are you ready?
Oh, of course.
So fingers and buzzers. So my best Paxman voice. Which 1997 Oscar-nominated Best Picture film has the actor Robin Williams introduce an unrecognised maths genius to his Fields Medalist university friend?
Oh, ding, ding, ding. That is Good Will Hunting. Matt
Ten
Damon.
Points.
Yes!
10 points. Perfect, yeah. So if anyone's ever seen the film, they actually mention the Fields Medal there. So definitely go and watch that film.
Okay, so who has won it this year?
So this year they've awarded 4. They don't always have to award 4. I think in 2002 they awarded 2 winners, but since then they've sort of been encouraged to give 4. So the youngest person this year is Peter Scholzer. He's only 30, from Bonn University. Then second we have the Italian Alessio Figali. He's 34 and works at ETH Zurich. And then third, we have a 36-year-old Australian who researches in America called Akshay Venkatesh. And then the fourth winner is someone a bit closer to home.
Now, I've heard that this person is at Cambridge University. So what do they work on?
Correct. So Professor of Maths in the Department of Pure Maths and Mathematical Statistics is Professor Kaucher Burka. So actually, he was raised in the Kurdish region of Western Iran and moved to the UK in about the year 2000. And I think he did his PhD at Nottingham before moving to Cambridge. And his work showed that it was possible to bring order and find connections between apparently unrelated algebraic equations. So just as a reminder, so I'm putting on my Mr. Seagull teacher hat back on. So mathematical equations can be depicted as shapes. So for example, y equals 2x plus 3 is a straight line. And then another one, x squared plus y squared is 9. That's a circle. You still with me?
I'm still following, yeah.
Yeah. So algebraic geometry is about studying the shapes that can be described by these equations. And as mathematicians, we try to put an order to these variety of equations. I mean, as a normal person, if you looked at an animal and you tried to classify them, you might think, oh, some of these have wings like a seagull, or some of these are carnivorous like, I don't know, a cat eating mice. But Burka, his work, was trying to understand one of 3 generic categories, and these were called Fano varieties. But unfortunately for Burke, his actually original medal, the Fields Medal, was stolen after he left the medal in a briefcase with his mobile and wallet on top of the table. And they found the briefcase, but not the medal. So
oh,
this sounds
no.
like a sad story, but, you know, it has a fairy tale ending. He was given another medal, and actually he said that he's become more famous because of this. And actually the Fields Medal has had actually a bit more traction in the media because of the theft. So actually, in a way, the theft has worked out well for mathematics.
Not that we're encouraging theft
no,
at all.
No, not at all, not at all.
And so what did the other 3 work on?
Yes. So a lot of Peter Scholz, so he's a young 30-year-old, his research in something called p-adic geometry. And the P, I think, basically stands for prime numbers. And Scholz's main innovation was in something called perfectoid spaces. And that is a real word. And this is a class of fractal structures. And he's essentially built a new bridge between arithmetic and geometry. So here's the first one. So then the Italian, Alessio Figali. So his results actually provided a refined mathematical understanding of things that, you know, for example, the shape of crystals or the weather patterns, and even the way that a block of ice might melt. And many of his results actually rely on the use of a technique called optimal transport. And curiously enough, this originated in the 18th century when a mathematician was working for Napoleon. Yes, and it is the Napoleon in the ABBA song. This mathematician was trying to find out an efficient way to build network fortifications. And Figali, essentially, the optimal transport problem is about finding the cheapest way of transporting a distribution of mass from one place to another. And then we come to the final person, Akshay Venkatesh. And he actually, he wasn't awarded for one specific thing, but more profound contributions to a broad range of subjects, such as building connections from number theory to something quite distant, such as algebraic topology or dynamical systems.
Well, who knows, Bobby, maybe you'll be next. Thanks for coming along. That was Bobby Seagull. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We were very disappointed, Bobby, you didn't do a rap for us this time, but we're hoping that next time you will.